Cooper.
How you can suggest names for several Virginia military installations that are now named after Confederate officers.
Federal cases of human trafficking in our area. I'm Dick Iuliano.
At 12:10, a discussion on the biggest priorities for the Biden administration right now. It's 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's progress on a pair of spending measures. She says a $1 trillion infrastructure bill will be passed this week, and she says a $3.5 billion bill will likely get smaller as Democrats make compromises.
Building Back Better has the support of over 95% of our caucus. So when you say Democrats divide, no, overwhelmingly, I've never seen actually over 95% of the caucus just about for anything. There are some who disagree, and I respect that about the size of the package, a couple in the Senate as well, and we have to find our common ground.
She spoke on ABC. Three people died and others were hurt when an Amtrak train derailed in central Montana yesterday. Amtrak says eight cars left the track. Jeremiah Johnson lives nearby and helped rescue passengers.
Had to lift a few people out with lots of volunteers and then cut some out and just did everything we could try to get people's belongings to them that we were looking for.
The Empire Builder train was westbound from Chicago to Seattle. 141 passengers and 16 crew members were on board. The National Transportation Safety Board is sending a 14-member team. A memorial service is just starting for 22-year-old Gabby Petito in Holbrook, New York. Last night, a vigil was held in Northport, Florida, where her fiancé returned home without her. Wink TV's Zach Oliveri was there.
The hearts of those here in Northport are full of grief, sorrow, and sympathy.
She seemed like an angel.
This is very upsetting to see a young girl had a whole life ahead of her. And to see this really gets me upset.
A border crossing in Del Rio, Texas is partially reopened after thousands of Haitian migrants massed there. Many of the migrants were expelled. Others are seeking asylum in the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas appeared on NBC.
I think we meet the challenges, but we are working in a completely broken system.
Millions of Americans are free to get Pfizer booster shots, but millions more still have not gotten their first dose. CBS News correspondent Michael George reports.
Across the country, there are 18 states where less than half the population has been fully vaccinated. While the CDC approved a Pfizer booster shot for at-risk groups, Director Walensky says that's only part of the solution.
I want to be clear. We will not boost our way out of this pandemic.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
12:03 on a Sunday, September the 26th, 2021. Right now, 70 degrees as we head up to the mid-70s. And a good afternoon to you. I'm Mike Murillo. The top local stories we're following this hour. We begin with new information on the storming of the U.S. Capitol. We're learning this afternoon the FBI apparently had an informant in the crowd texting live updates to his handler who did not grasp the severity of the situation.
At one point, after the informant, who was a member of the Proud Boys, told his FBI handler about some destruction he'd seen and that Trump supporters were rushing into the Capitol, the FBI agent seems to not be tracking, replying, "Keep me in the loop if there's any violence." The New York Times says the account of what happened raises questions about the performance of the FBI in tracking threats from far-right groups and suggests that federal law enforcement had a far greater visibility into the assault on the Capitol, even as it was taking place, than was previously known. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
12:04, you can provide some possible new names for four Virginia Army installations. Three of the sites, Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Lee, and Fort Pickett, are getting new names because they are currently named after Confederate generals. The fourth, Fort Belvoir, is being considered for a name change because after being named after a Union Army general in the early 1900s, it was renamed to Belvoir, Belvoir being the name of a plantation that used slave labor. See how to offer your new name ideas to Congress's Naming Commission at WTOP.com. How bad is the issue of human trafficking in the region? One group is tracking that issue.
It was in the year 2000 the Trafficking Victims Protection Act was made law, making human trafficking a federal crime. The Human Trafficking Institute reports more than 2,000 active cases underway, including sex trafficking and forced labor. As of 2020, among the active cases, 7 are in the District of Columbia involving 12 defendants. Maryland had 16 sex trafficking and 1 forced labor case with 22 defendants, and Virginia 8 sex trafficking cases and 1 forced labor case in all 25 defendants. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
A man convicted of killing a teenage lacrosse player in 2018 will get a retrial. The Baltimore Sun reporting this comes after it was discovered that the trial judge back then did not disclose his communication with a juror who wanted to leave early to catch a train. The Court of Special Appeals is ordering the new trial. Prosecutors say Sean Little and others shot up a car with 17-year-old Ray Glasgow inside after they mistook the Baltimore City College high school student and his friends for others. Water crews are warning residents to stay away from a portion of Seneca Creek after sewage pipe broke.
It happened at around 2 p.m. Friday in between Dawson Farm Road and Porterfield Way. WSSC Water says over 10,000 gallons overflowed from the 30-inch pipe into the stream. They told NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain where the pipe burst makes it difficult for crews to repair the broken sewage line. It is unknown what exactly caused the collapse, but the location has seen problems before. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused thousands of gallons to spill into Seneca Creek. And if you live in the area, you can still drink from the tap. WSSC says drinking water hasn't been affected by the spill. Luke Luker, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, we go deeper on the biggest priorities for the Biden administration right now. It's 12:06.
With a SunTrust checking account, stay on top of your money with all the right ingredients. Get free helpings to online resources and tools to help make your money grow. Manage your spending by receiving alerts. And help yourself to seconds on your money with cash back with SunTrust Deals. Open an account today at SunTrust.com/checking. Must have online banking to participate in SunTrust Deals. SunTrust, now Truist. Member FDIC.
Containers increase developer velocity and allow your agency to deliver software capabilities faster. DLT Solutions is working with Red Hat to provide OpenShift to the public sector. OpenShift delivers an open, more secure, and cloud-native Kubernetes platform that spans hybrid infrastructure. It's now officially on AWS, and it's called ROSA. ROSA offers a simplified Kubernetes cluster creation using the familiar Red Hat OpenShift console, features, and tooling. Learn more at dlt.com/redhat.
I got a good luck charm.
I got a good luck charm.